Lou Kanellis anchors all of the Bears programs for Fox 32, and of course you see him on the news at 5 and 9, and Lou joins us this morning to talk about not only the Bears, but Lou, you've had an exciting week because you were also in the cornfields this week, weren't you?
Morning, Bob. I'll tell you what, you would have loved it out there, being the baseball purist you are. And you know what, I've talked to a few people who've asked me what the experience was like, and in 36 years of this business, it was a top five experience, and it just brought me back to, you know, days with Dad playing catch and, you know, learning the game of baseball, building a relationship with Dad, walking through those cornfields, and really getting an appreciation of what was going on out there. You know, not to mention the pregame show I thought was just, it was worthy of an Academy Award. Mm-hmm. Kevin Costner, being the actor he is, played it perfectly. Mm-hmm. You could hear a pin drop in that 8,000-seated stadium when he spoke prior to the game. And then the game itself was, hell, it had a Hollywood end. So yeah. What more could you ask for, right?
You know, MLB is running a show. I'm sure they're going to replay it a few times with Bob Costas and Kevin Costner and other members of the cast of Field of Dreams. And it's just a behind-the-scenes look at the movie. And it is also a fantastic show. And the Fox ratings were through the roof on the game, weren't they?
Highest regular season baseball game rating in 16 years. And I don't even know what the breakdown was here in Chicago. That was the national rating. So just they put it all together. And, you know, baseball has struggled to build an audience with today's youth. And I think that that probably was as good as anything they have done, at least in the last 15 to 20 years, to try to, you know, extend a branch to today's young kids that are playing the game to see if they can. You know, we've heard, how many times have they changed rules? Oh, the game is too slow. The young people don't like it like that. And I really think that what they did in Iowa is something that they can build on. Now, you know, are the Cubs Cardinals going to play there next year? Will it have the same feel that we saw this year because of the White Sox being there and it being at the first Field of Dreams game with major league ball players? I don't know, but I know they're going to give it a shot.
Yeah, there's no question about it. All right, you ready to talk a little Bears?
Let's do it, man.
Okay, well, before I turn it over to Dave, I need to know, is it that Miami is that bad? Is it that Fields was playing against a really awful ninth-string defense, or is he all he's cracked up to be?
You know, I think it's all the above. Number one, Miami's not that bad. They've got a really good football team over there. Number two, you're right, he played against, you know, second, third, fourth stringers out there. And number three, the kid's got talent. He's got poise. You look at him on the football field in a situation like he was after failing on those first three drives. He comes out there with 40 seconds left. And it wasn't like Matt Nagy said, wow, let's get into the locker room, regroup, and hopefully the kid has a better second half. Nagy had so much confidence in him that he said, there's still 40 seconds left on the clock. Let's make something happen and see if we can put points on the board going into halftime. And the kid responded. And to me, his presence on the football field, forget about the numbers, forget about the touchdown run or the touchdown pass to James, his poise, his presence on the field, that was most impressive to me.
Hey, Lou. And good morning, first of all.
David, what's happening, buddy?
It's been a while. Hey, the comment that Fields made after the game that got everybody's attention, not just in Chicago but nationally, was that the game didn't seem as fast to him as he thought it would, which, you know, runs counter to everything you ever hear from rookies in this league.
Yeah, you know, I wish you wouldn't have said that. You know, you've got all those all pros, pro bowlers on the other team saying, really? Oh, I can't wait to chase number one in that Bears uniform. And I've actually, names to be withheld, had a few guys on the Bears defense say to me that they need to put the kid in his place and make sure he realizes that this isn't Columbus, Ohio anymore. But I appreciate what he said, and someone once told me, you can't teach speed, David, and the kid's got 4.4 speed. When he decides to tuck it and run with it, defensive backs need to be aware, because he'll challenge you, and you're probably going to lose the race. If you end up even with him or you're chasing him, you got no shot. And in his case, yeah, the game probably was a little slow, as I said with Bob. He's playing against second, third stringers out there, number one. Number two, I think in due time, you're going to have defenses game plan against what he does best. And I always go back to, you know, RG3, the fine quarterback who had a terrific rookie season and then was never the same quarterback. Because once defensive coordinators can look at film and say, okay, this is what Fields does best, and this is how we're going to defend Fields. We're not going to defend Montgomery. We're not going to defend Allen Robinson. We're going to defend Fields. I think the whole dynamic changes. But like you said, Dave, typically game one, it's a faster game. You're talking about linebackers that are much faster, cornerbacks that are much larger than they are in college football, safeties that are much better. As we hit the regular season, things will change, and the kid won't feel like he's the fastest guy on the football field all the time.
Lou, what about this offensive line, and will Jason Peters come in and start from day one?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm scared, Dave. And I had a chance to chat with GM Ryan Pace in our pregame show on Saturday, and he's worried as well. Matt Nagy has openly talked about his concerns because Tevin Jenkins, who they drafted in the second round with the intent of being their starting left tackle, which is why they let Charles Leno go, Tevin Jenkins hasn't seen the practice field yet. So, you know, for sure he's not playing this coming weekend against Buffalo.
Right.
And if he doesn't get out there in the next few days, he may not play against the Rams in that opener. So they go out and they sign a guy who's probably going to end up in the Hall of Fame, 9-time Pro Bowler, 2-time All-Pro. And can the guy play? Yeah. He was terrific in his early 30s. He's 39 now. He hasn't played a full 16-game schedule the last 4 years. So can Peters be the answer? Man, I sure hope so. I can tell you this. He wouldn't have signed with the Bears unless he knew he was going to start. So he's going to get out there. He brings veteran leadership. If he's got anything left in the tank, the Bears are in a great position. But they need to find themselves a left tackle, or they need Jenkins to get healthy. And I worry about the old Chris Williams days. Remember when Williams was drafted in the first round by the Bears, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I hope it's not the same situation.
Lou Kanellis, he knows his football and all the sports. You see him on Fox Chicago News and all the Bears pregame and postgame broadcasts. But that's just a hobby for Lou. His main avocation is restaurateur now with his fabulous Avli Greek restaurants. And Lou, congratulations on all of that. And by the way, we're dedicating a street sign for Jack Rosenberg, who I know you knew. And we'll be doing that Wednesday morning at 10:30 over here on the southeast corner of East Illinois and City Front Plaza. So I dare you, Lou, to get a Fox 32 crew down there to cover it Wednesday morning, along with the Channel 9 crew.
Talk about the Hatfield and McCoy standing next to each other covering a story.
You know, Rosie can bring them together, you know.
What a great man.
Yeah.
I will never forget walking through the old WGN offices at the Tribune Tower as a young lad in this business, working at Sports Phone back in 1985, and having Jack Rosenberg walk me around and just, man, open my eyes up to the business. And not a nicer individual that I've ever come across in my lifetime.
Yep, everybody has the same take on Rosie. Jack Rosenberg Way, Wednesday morning, dedication, 10:30, East Illinois and City Front Plaza. Lou, always great to catch up with you. By the way, I don't know whether you know this or not, I used to work over at your station.
I remember? I love those days anchoring with you, because I knew I was alongside a guy who loved baseball more than I did.
Oh, man. All right, Lou, all the best. Thanks for the time this morning. We'll be watching you on Fox.
Miss you, Bob. Miss you, Dave. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, buddy.